Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I hope that you enjoyed the long holiday weekend. Our celebrations were a little different this year, weren't they? I found my celebration for the 4th of July muted by the serious trouble the nation is in. In our sin, America has rejected God. We have completely turned against Him, and now we are facing the consequences. I believe the judgment of God has now started in our nation, and only repentance from our sins, which are many, will rescue us from being absolutely decimated. It is hard to celebrate Independence Day when we live so independently from Holy God. On Friday, we prayed together for the country. If you tune in this early morning or late evening as a Christian, if you belong to Christ, I call upon you to join me in fervent prayer for the Holy Spirit to draw the people of this country to Christ. Without the Lord Jesus, there is no hope. Let us pray that the Spirit renews the Christians. For God to have mercy on the United States will require that believers, first of all, be pure. Do we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind? Do we love our neighbors as ourselves? Think about your own relationship to God. Are you growing in your love for Christ? Is your obedience to His commands evident in how you live? I ask myself these same critical questions. Are we telling others about the gospel of God that we have discussed here on Definition? Literally, the only hope for the people of these United States is Jesus. No one and nothing else can change the sinful heart of man and woman. No change in laws can do it. No change in government policies. No tearing down of statues and monuments. No human movement. The problem with us is our sin, and we are all sinners. Every skin color and ethnicity, sinners. And so we all need the one perfect man to be our deliverer from sin. Only Christ can transform our lives, changing us from sinners to saints. And when He does this, then we will repent of the sin of racism, the sin of anger and rage, the sin of hate, whatever the sin may be. Only Christ can root out sin in our hearts. We must turn to Him and be dependent on Him. Romans 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus paid the wages of our sin on the cross. Let us pray that our fellow Americans will trust in Jesus for redemption from sin. Then we will have hope and a future, but not until then. Please pray with me about this. This was on my heart to share with you at the start of this new week. Tomorrow we will return to our reflections in Romans chapter 1 on the Tuesday edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.